The Earl Ingram Show is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop right on.
What's up? Hey, man, what's your name?
What's
up? Woo! It's everything,
it's everything.
Mother, there's too many of you.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Our listeners, you know, they ought to know I live here now. I sleep underneath the producer's desk.
You're young and you can get away with that.
And yeah, and I happen to love it. So shout out to Fancy Brian, man. Thanks for giving me the hours behind the desk here.
Yeah, you know, man, I want to spend some time, man, talking about what I've been listening to and hearing from those folk on the right once again. Now, I don't know. I hear over and over again from people, Republicans, that somehow those of us, those who aren't conservatives, who didn't vote for Donald Trump, that we aren't going to forget what a dastardly thing Joe Biden did with leaving all of those Americans.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan, and because of that, we aren't going to forget, we're going to remember, and we're not going to ever vote for Democrats again.
Yeah.
So do they really think that people are that foolish or that dim-witted that they voted this time around for Joe Biden, and because of what happened in Iraq, they're going to now trust everything back with the Republicans when it's only been, what, 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
And some of us still remember the taste of Donald Trump and Republicans. And we are watching what is clearly one of the most dangerous times that I've ever experienced in this country. And let me tell you what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you have, you know, average Americans, many suburban people and many people who live in rural areas who have bought into what conservatives are talking about and what they're saying. What am I talking about? Well, all of these school board meetings where average parents are acting like the people on January 6th.
They're going full Linda Blair, heads turning, pea soup, the whole nine yards.
Man, and so you see average suburban mothers who have been brainwashed just like those folk who attacked the Capitol, and they are rabid. And they are making threats to harm school board members. They are acting as though, they're not right in the head. And they've been brainwashed by a this conservative movement, that if they don't get their way, they're going to threaten to either beat up people. I don't care if it's a school board member. Hey, let's act as though, and let's look at this thing, Evan, for what's really happening in this country. Everybody's talking, and these folk on the right keep talking about the Taliban and the threats from Taliban. How long have I been saying the threats are from within the border?
And you're not alone. Yeah, our listeners echo that sentiment. You know?
Yeah, the threat is from your neighbors. people and from your family members. If you are a school, a parent whose child goes to some of these schools in the suburbs, and they say, we want masks. I was at a school today, Evan.
Yeah.
Everybody had on masks. All the children, everybody.
And I love it.
Nobody was screaming. Parents weren't acting as though the sky was falling. None of that. So I've been in the schools here in the city. They all wear masks. All the children. All the teachers. Everybody.
And they're safer for it.
Okay, so why? So why is it in these other areas that those people have lost their minds and are arguing about what is a safety measure for their children?
It's so big, man. There's so much. There's so much to unpack there.
Well, listen, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I need you to explain to me, those of you who live in rural areas and suburbs, again, I'm only a city dweller. And we in the city aren't raising hell about children having to wear masks. It's got to be something going on in the suburbs or in the rural areas. Call me and tell me what that is.
I brought it up last week, too, in my hometown. You know, they voted no masks in schools, no mandate, excuse me. You can wear them if you want. And then the next town over, 4 miles away, mask mandate.
I know, but somebody explain to me. Again, I only live in the city. What do we know? But you folk who live in other areas. Hey, Jude. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, I'm talking about what is happening in this country with these conservatives, you know, people who should know better, people who, you know, by all means are normal people but seem to be taking over. Here's a woman unleashed a profane tirade about demons during the Florida school board meeting, where a fistfight also broke out over masking rules for children. The woman who claimed to be a registered nurse, okay, registered nurse, she should know better, and the mother of two daughters, accused Lee County school board members and others nationwide of being demonic entities because they were voting to require masks for 30 days as new cases of COVID-19 exploded. This is a registered nurse. So somebody did something to her head. These are demonic entities, and we need to stick together, said the woman, who identified herself as Melissa. Remember, we have authority in Christ Jesus. Oh, here we go. There are demonic entities in all school boards of all the United States of America, and all of us Christians are sticking together to make them all out.
Is that not chilling?
To take them all out. Melissa, who was wearing a badge that read "Mass Non-Compliance is the only way to end this nightmare," then appeared to issue a threat against police officers. All the police officers that kick us out of our First Amendment right will also be going down with them, she said. Do you understand? You tell me. That's not something going on. Who we have on the line, Evan?
We have quite a lineup, so I just ask that we be concise. First up, we have Dave from Mequon.
Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, good evening, Earl. So really, to answer your question with what you're asking, so beginning of August, on CNN, there was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Michael Osterholm. He's essentially, he was a top COVID advisor, who's on CNN, and essentially what he said was that cotton masks, the surgical masks, are not effective at all. He clearly said it on that program.
Hey, David, and that's so not why these people are arguing on what kind of masks people are wearing. Come on, man. Well, that's not the argument.
Well, that is the argument.
No, it's not. They're not arguing about what kind of mask. This woman in Florida was arguing because they don't want their children wearing masks, period.
Yeah, and here it says that he's advocating for quality masks. So he's saying we should all be wearing N95s, not that we shouldn't bother.
That is correct. So he was advocating for the N95 mask because the current mask that kids are wearing when you're going into class, Earl, the class.
Hey, David,
mask,
that may be the, what he is arguing about, but I'm talking about what parents are arguing about. They're not arguing about the quality
the
of the mask.
Thing, the other thing is this: if you look,
you're changing, you're changing
on,
argument, man.
No,
I'm not going to let you get away with that.
I'm trying to. Are you going to let me speak, Earl?
No, not when you're trying to change what I'm talking about.
I'm not changing anything.
Yes, you are. The argument from these parents is no mask, period. They're not arguing about N95 or any of that.
No, they're not saying no masks. They're saying that you should have the option of being able to wear a mask or not wearing a mask.
Hey, David,
because I'll be honest. I'll just be honest with you. So my niece, she's in eighth grade.
Listen, I don't have time.
She wears glasses.
I wear glasses. And so do other kids in the public. Dave, I told you I was in the public school today. There were many kids with glasses wearing masks. You can come up with any excuse you want to come up with.
Well, I'm telling you.
You can't tell me what I already saw. My lying eyes didn't deceive me. Thank you for the call. Who do we have up next?
We got Mark from the SEC.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? That's not the argument. Well, they only want them to wear N95 masks. That's not it.
Well, and there's level 3, 4-ply masks out there. If you have the blown material in there, that's what she's advocating for. It's a blown material.
Yeah.
A woven mask is not going to do you any good. I mean, to get technical. But, I mean, they've lumped all this stuff together. Look at in Waukesha County where they had to, they reversed their decision on the food for the kids.
Right.
And she said, and the Piazak said, this is how he got critical race theory and filthy books and vaccine and mask mandates, all this stuff. And I mean, so they're lumping all this stuff together. They see all this as an intrusion. And they're not teaching kids critical race theory in school. They're showing them books and they're showing the reality of what racism has done to our country for critical race theory, and put on a damn mask. I mean, the government should be actually going out there and acquiring safe level masks that are adequate for the kids, that are protecting the kids, and they're handing them out in school every day, giving them a new mask every damn day. And yes, that's an expenditure we can well afford.
If we're
willing to spend billions of dollars on war material, we should be spending billions of dollars.
No question. Hey, Mark, what about what I'm talking about where parents are making threats to beat up the school board? Come on, man. Dave can change the subject all he wants. He's not addressing the real issue.
I'm going to start going to the board meetings, and if I hear one threat, if I get threatened for something, I said, I'm just going to say, okay, fine, I'm going to have you arrested. You just threatened me. That was a threat. I take that as a threat. I take that seriously. And what they have to do is arrest you when they make a threat, because that is a crime to make that.
I know,
threat.
But Mark, I need to ask you, Mark, you're an informed guy. You've been around. You've seen political interfacing. Aren't we at a point where what is being hyped up by the right to get these average people to be so outraged, and that we'll do whatever it takes
to
get our power back?
It's either to make them outraged or make them so immune to it that they ignore the thing that it should get them, make them outraged, because that's what Hitler did in Germany. That's what Hitler did in Germany to allow normal German citizens to watch while their neighbors were arrested for being a trade unionist or being Jewish or being, all the other groups that Hitler arrested and rounded up and put in camps. I mean, that is kind of the methodology that these guys are using is what the fascists use in Germany and in Italy.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. They're sheeple. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we got Will back. Thank you very much for returning.
All right, Will,
man.
quickly.
Hey. Okay, so Earl, I could take your entire 5-minute interval speech, and just as an exercise, I don't know if you guys record this.
We do.
Every time you said, okay, so every time you said the word conservative, I want you to say the word left, just as an exercise, because I'm telling you, that's what the right information channels are saying. They're saying the same thing.
Yes.
And what I am saying, what I am trying to convey to you guys, is the only way we can beat this thing is if we come together and have a conversation.
And so listen, you and I can come together. You and I can come together and have a conversation. But on the national scale, I'm not blind and I'm not deaf. And so I hear what is being said. I told you I watch conservative news outlets every day.
Well, what
so
they do
don't
is
try
they
to be, so I know what I know what their narrative is, man.
They highlight the worst of us instead of the masses.
Right,
so
but that, but that's okay. But
you watch the crazies, and when you watch the left, you watch the crazies, and then everybody sticks to that. They don't get the middle ground where everybody stands. The people that can logically and reasonably sit down with one another and have a conversation.
Well, listen, man. Thank you very much for the call. Okay. You know, I hear you. Who do we have up next, man?
Yeah, like I feel the substance of that, William. I really do. I really do. It's
well, that listen. That is, it's nice. It really sounded pleasant.
Yeah.
I mean, it really sounded reasonable. We don't live in that kind of dichotomy. We don't live in a society right now where that's the case. We are divided right down the middle in this country, period.
And lives are on the line.
Yeah, and if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't get what we have now every day. Okay? That this society is split down the middle. Make no mistake about it. Democrats and Republicans. That's it. Who do we have up next? And they can't talk to each other. Who do we have up?
Which is why, man, thank you, Will. Thank you for just, you know, interfacing and giving us calls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got Joe from Stevens Point.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? Speaking of deranged people on the left.
Yeah.
I tried the old master. No, you know what? I mean, I dig what Will is saying. I get the chill vibe. But you know what's behind Will's chill vibe is that crazy freak riding a unicycle, juggling, wearing a flag jacket at the school board meeting, who's turned it into antics, who's turned it into everything but fundamental learning. And by the way, and this is what, you know, we can sit here, and I mean, you really paint a grim picture. Okay, I think that scares the absolute hell out of people because they see it, because they live it. You can't go get a jug of milk without having some political statement being issued by, oh, my God, look at the mask wearer. What a
yeah,
wussy. You know,
man.
I mean, this is not where it's at. And pardon me, but Joe Biden ending a $3 trillion war, his domestic footing pivot. He needs to come back home and settle this economy down because it collapsed last year and they'll do it again under Joe Biden. I think we had a dichotomy too of, you know, can you deal with that type of heat? Joe Biden shutting down Afghanistan tells me that he could come back here and put the school board Karen meltdown queen in check and give them perhaps start issuing out disturbing the peace. And turning this into like getting a hold of this, because if he comes back and looks weak and waits for like Walmart and Target and everybody to you know, issue mask mandates and lets everybody do the lifting, if he goes to a war footing, comes back and is solid, and really it's what we have to do, or otherwise, you know, all the people you are talking about, those are going to become our civic thought leaders too, by the way. Because if we have that concerted 400 voter suppression bill, that's the Heritage Foundation is rolling out.
That's in the works.
That's going to be what we're up against. And I mean, like, at the end of the day, if we can't get our, like, we don't have any more room to, like, be nice and that. We're going to be Republicans whether you want to or nobody wants to.
So Dave, listen, Joe, listen for a second. Yeah, man. During the Biden era, Democratic strategist Dave Shore has not only been expressing fears that his party will lose control of Congress in the 2022 midterms. He has also been warning that the party is facing an unfair structural bias in elections. And the crisis in Afghanistan, according to 30-year-old Shore, may be increasing the possibility of a GOP-controlled Congress for the next decade. So, I mean, we're at a critical juncture. Make no mistake about it. And, you know, people here's may say I'm an alarmist. They may say I'm an alarmist, Joe, but I don't think so.
Let me give you a green field and a blue sky, and it is the fact that Joe Biden's domestic program really is, like, if we get voter reform, federalized voter bill of rights, we can undo this.
That's
but if
correct.
He comes back and if he is served up lunch daily by Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema,
well,
it doesn't matter
Kirsten
what he gets
Sinema,
in,
Kirsten's,
in,
Joe,
he
but
does, it won't matter.
Kirsten Sinema has made it clear she's digging down and doubling down that she won't be moved. So Biden can do whatever it is he wants to do if they can't convince her.
Duke, here it is. See if you agree.
Quick.
Joe Biden, Afghanistan approval rating. Republicans agree with him, and Democrats more than overwhelmingly, super majorities agree with him. If he brings his credibility to Arizona, she's going to look like a cricket.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you. I got to go to break, man. Really appreciate it. We got to go to break. Hang on. I'll be back to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. The Undisputed Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we have on the phone?
All right. We've got Steve from Delafield.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, man?
Yes, Evan Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
Yeah, that's smiling faces. They should teach that to every school kid.
Steve. Why are these people going nuts at the school board meetings? Because the school board, the elected members of the school board, have made decisions that they believe that it is better to protect kids with masks. And that shouldn't require somebody threatening to punch them out.
They're right-wing crazy. I have my sister is like that. You know, she's an evangelical, and you know, she's got her kids going to this school or evangelical school. They just brainwash.
But let me ask you, man, because there have been evangelicals, and they never acted like this before Donald Trump.
I don't know. Maybe they watch too much TV. You know, Fox News,
right.
and like I said, it just pushes them over the edge. You know, they're just overwhelmed by that by the propaganda. But
yeah.
The reason I called up, Earl, was that you had a couple of doctors on your 3-hour morning program last year that
right.
took questions from your audience about COVID.
Right.
And I was wondering if it'd be possible to get the doctor on your. On your show now to clear up the mystery.
I will definitely do it. I will. I mean, that's good idea. And since I'm only doing an hour, I think I will get two separate doctors from the Medical College of Wisconsin, not just some, you know, guy, you know,
yeah.
from, you know, that barely got his, you know, his license, but doctors from the Medical College of Wisconsin. Hey man, I'm glad you brought that up, Steve. I will follow up on that, and I will have them on hopefully before the week is out.
Okay.
Hey man, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'll get it done. Who do we have up next? Evan?
We got Dave from Equan. We had to cut him off a little bit. You know, we were moving quick. We were like seven people deep.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Earl. So really quickly, you know, the messaging just a few months ago, if you remind your listeners, we were told, you know, once you got vaccinated, you didn't have to worry about wearing the mask. And now
what does that matter?
I'm telling you, I'm trying.
Dave, I was one of those people, and that doesn't matter to me, though.
But
why should that matter to anybody else?
Because now they're saying you got to get a third booster shot. Because if you look what's going on in Israel, there are a lot of people that are in the hospital, even though they're fully vaccinated and wearing masks. Israel's the most vaccinated country in the world.
Because the most optimistic projection of this thing had this, we were past this by now. We weren't thinking about how would we coexist with a virus in a year and a half. We were saying, well, let's,
okay, so,
yeah,
yeah. Okay, so let me answer, Dave. Dave, I'll answer that this way. Mm-hmm. They may be the most vaccinated people, and they got all those people in the hospitals. But I guarantee you, had they not been vaccinated, the number in the hospital would have been five times as many. What are you talking about? When people weren't vaccinated in this country, we lost 600,000 people.
I understand that.
Okay, so then why are you trying to make a comparison?
Because that is, unfortunately, that is where we're in uncharted territory, and people are going crazy with the, you know, you go from this route to this route, and now we're being told you're going to have to get another vaccination. The messaging is constantly changing. So there's a trust issue.
And I don't see, look, man, I don't see it as a trust issue. The message is changing.
I understand it. Listen, I'm going to still get, I still wear my mask.
I don't understand. Then why are you trying to give the other side of it if you have followed the edicts of what they're talking about? Hey, man, I got to run. Thank you very much for the call.
Sure.
Evan, who do we have up next? Okay. Put him on.
We got him. Yeah, we got Tom from LA. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? Quickly.
Yeah, we people of the government, let's never forget. And Dave, you are not thinking once again. There are different variants. The variants have changed. Because the people that you hang with or whatever don't wear masks and didn't get vaccinated, now we have another variant. That's what a virus's job is to do, is to actually make more and more types of variants to kill people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, things are going to change. It's not going to be all consistent. There's even variants out there now that are going to work against the vaccine, Dave.
And I believe Dave acknowledged that to be true. It's a pointless exercise, in my opinion, to sort of suss out why are people confused. Life is tough. You have to make decisions. You know, we got to figure this out. We can't be giving people slack. Yeah.
Stop being such snowflakes and crybabies and think that wearing a mask is the end of the world. Some people really need to wear a mask because their face doesn't look so good in their nose.
Come on,
hey, I know, no,
man.
I know that game.
Come on, Tom.
Some people need to wear a mask.
But you know what, Tom? You just hit the nail on the head. It's a variant. It's called a variant, which means it changed. It morphed. They're going to morph. They're going to change. And then you have to move with the changes, Tom. All right. I wish I had more time. I got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank all the callers. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
And thank you, Steve. That was a great idea.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll take care of it.
Take care, my friend.
Don't let the hand.